over the last few weeks from afar. We've been talking, watching, listening and dreaming all things Olympics. And now it's time for Ireland's 35 Paralympians to join that excitement. So I am delighted to say that this morning one of them joins me live on the line from Paris. Good morning, Katie Leonard. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We're delighted to have you.
Morning, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Kerry, now you are from the Royal County Meath and you're representing Ireland in the archery. You arrived in the Olympic Village just a couple of days ago. Tell me, what's the atmosphere like? Is the excitement building?
Oh, for definitely. This is the calm before the storm. I have the experience of Tokyo behind me, so definitely have a comparison between the two games. And there's a lot. It's very relaxed here in terms, you know, in comparison to Tokyo, where everyone was so stressed about catching COVID, but it's really friendly and everyone's just raring to get going now, I think.
And you mentioned Tokyo there. You are experienced. I mean, you came ninth in Tokyo, which was incredible. You're the national champion here in Ireland. But I'm wondering, you know, a lot of us listening at some stage or other, usually as children, will pick up a bow and pretend to be Robin Hood going around there. But you are the expert. So tell me about the moment when you lift up the bow, you pull back the bow line and you see the target. I mean, do you get a moment of complete calm? Are you nervous? What's it like?
I think, you know, it changes from shot to shot. You're always looking for that to be in that zone and for every to fall away. And for the most part, it does. But, you know, emotions do come into your head. And in those moments, you have to trust that you've done enough practice and that you have the ability to shoot that middle of the target and come away with the win. So you're always hoping for everything to be zoned out and for you to be in the zone, but you can't anticipate it, especially when you're at, you know, on the world stage representing your country.
Yeah, well, it must be just an incredible feeling. I know you've been practicing so hard as well. And even throughout COVID, you had a target practice set up. I think, was it on the farm at home? Tell us a little bit about the farm in Meath. What kind of animals do you have there?
Yeah, I had an entire training facility at home. So we have organic beef and suckler. So it's there in the heart of the Royal County, as you say. It was really helpful during COVID and during Tokyo for my training, because where everyone else needed to adhere to that 5K bubble, I had the space to be able to train. Now, you do need a lot of space when it comes to archery. If you're shooting for the Olympics, for instance, you shoot 70 meters. And then for the Paralympics, you have the option of whether you shoot 70 meters with exactly the same bow setup as those in the Olympics, or there's an additional bow option called a compound bow, and you shoot that at 50 meters. So you do need a lot of space. And thankfully, with the setup at home, I'm able to achieve that.
That's a benefit. I hear you keep your dad on track with the paperwork in terms of the organic farming as well.
I do. Well, I keep him on his toes because, you know, he's very worried about me training on the farm. I have to remind him that, you know, I have represented my country at a Paralympic Games. His animals are safe and sound. And then I think to calm him down a bit more, I do help with all of the paperwork in the run-up to any inspections or moments where he needs a bit of a dig out.
That's very good of you. You've used your platform as well as a Paralympian to communicate your own message about farm safety. Now, you live with a spinal injury from a fall from a tractor when you were just 6 years old. I mean, we're not going to go too far into that now because you are facing a competition. But, you know, what is the message out there that you want to try to share with farmers who might be listening?
Yeah, I think for me, I definitely prefer to use my platform to raise awareness around farm safety. I think for a lot of people, you know, the idea of that complacency isn't maybe fair to farmers because there's a lot of pressure, I know. But a lot of the stories you would expect to see around farm safety are older men potentially, and for me, I had my injury when I was six, so it is definitely a shock factor, if nothing else, to see a young woman discussing issues around farm safety. My biggest thing is that, you know, farming, typically you don't work on a farm, you work on the family farm. It's always accompanied with that word alongside it. And it's not about removing the family completely from that, because you want to ensure that your children want to be around you, and you want to have that close family bond and help when times are tougher in the year. But really it's about, as an adult, being very vigilant about what farm safety risks are around your property and your business, and ensuring that none of those are a risk to your family as a whole, so that you can continue to work and live successfully as a family.
Yeah, and I think your resilience really shines through there. And I know everyone's going to have their fingers crossed for you. So, Kerry, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we wish you and the Paralympian team just the very best as you head into the Games, and enjoy every minute of it. And remember, for everyone listening, from next Wednesday until the 8th of September, there will be coverage of the Paralympics Paris 2024 here on RTE Radio 1, with special programming on RTE 2 Television and the RTE Player.